A young entrepreneur from this province has decided to return to her home community of Conch on the Northern Peninsula to set up a business called Moratorium Children. Now, this builds on the culture, food, and the music of the area. VOCM's news director, Kiri Hodder, reached Tony Kearney to find out more about the company that is all about what it has to offer.
So it is a day of guided hiking. We do a forest bathing meditation, fine dining, lots of nature, lots of Newfoundland history centering around, of course, the cod moratorium and other events that have taken place in our history that have made us who we are. Ends actually with a little private concert at the end of the day with some of Conch's most talented musicians.
What made you decide you want to start this?
It was always in my heart to come home and start a business. I've always been very inspired by what the cod has done with the Fogo Island Inn and the Shorefast Foundation, and went away to Dalhousie to study business when I was 17, and then since then I've just been traveling the world, just came back from a couple years in Australia, and every place I went and visited, whether it be, you know, islands in Vietnam or down in Panama or places in Australia, just looking around and seeing, you know, these beautiful places that were thriving with tourism, just small communities even, thriving in tourism, and then thinking about home and just realizing the potential that we have there, especially in Conch, it's just quite undiscovered. Such a hidden gem, just wondering, you know, how could I develop an experience that could obviously provide a great experience for the guests, for people coming from out of province especially, you know, to really showcase what we have there in a great way, but also to give back to the community, create some employment, create opportunities for people to come and actually move to the community and work, and working towards rural revitalization is the goal. You know, we have such a thriving tourism industry in Newfoundland right now, and something I don't think people realize is that it brings in just as much revenue almost as the oil and gas industry. So we have this, you know, beautiful opportunity here for younger people like myself to, you know, come back home and open businesses like this. And
so you and I are children of the moratorium. I'm from St. Bernard's Jacks Mountain on the Buron Peninsula. And for me, when I go out home now and I see how many people have left the community, I see how few children are left, and I see the aging population, it really kind of hurts. It tugs at my heartstrings, and I wish that something could be done to revitalize our community. So is that kind of the same feeling that you had, and is this why you started this up?
I was actually born in 94, so I was actually born 2 years after the moratorium. And the way that I like to explain it to people is that you kind of grew up in this period where it felt like you were late to the party. Like something bad happened, but we didn't know what it was, really. And I don't really believe that people know that, you know, next to COVID, this was the biggest layoff in Canadian history. You know, in my case, we lived out west for 10 years and we're back and forth for 10 years before finally moving home. And so, yeah, it is kind of that feeling of, you know, growing up in that sort of almost like a depression in a sense, but knowing that there was life there and there was energy there just from the stories that you hear because you're so deeply connected to the history of a place.
We hear sometimes about young people moving to the Bonavista Peninsula to start up businesses and stuff. That's a really hot tourism bed, of course, here in Newfoundland and Labrador. Conch is so far out of the way. Are you getting many tourists up around there?
We actually are. So Lance Meadows is, you know, being promoted really, really heavily, and obviously it's a National Historic Site. Lance Meadows is just an hour and a half from Conch. So we intend that the experience would be a nice day trip for people in the St. Anthony area who are visiting the site. They see upwards of about 30,000 tourists during the season every year. So, you know, even for us to get a small fraction of that would fully book us out. So we're quite excited for next year. Well, we didn't even intend to open this year. So we had a lot of positive response from the staycation crowd who wanted to actually come and trial the experience. We had way more than we thought we were going to have this year, and pretty much we're almost booked out all of July and August. It was quite humbling to realize that, you know, that even Newfoundlanders and Labradorians would appreciate the experience that we had there in Conch, and we were shocked to see so much interest. It's been a great summer so far, and definitely looking forward to next year.
So many young people leave rural Newfoundland and Labrador, if not even the province. What was it that called you back to Conch specifically?
It's kind of unexplainable. It's sort of that magnetism that we have for the place we're from, sort of, I guess, a sense of pride as well. And yeah, at the end of the day, it's just, I think it was recognizing the potential that was there, and just it was always in my heart to want to do something for home. I just didn't really know what.
What is the population of Conch? It's a really small community, isn't it?
There's probably just about 150 people in Conch right now, and that number has been declining, of course. The Northern Peninsula itself, we do have a population problem. Compared to the rest of Newfoundland in particular, our average age is quite higher. the young people do leave, which is very, very sad. So kind of a piece of the mission behind Moratorium Children as well is to realize that potential in the tourism industry that we have to become an entrepreneur and to innovate. And, you know, I feel that sometimes that's not really an option that's presented to youth in our province. I feel like often we're just presented with a very limited list of options or told to leave. You had to leave to go away to work. And I think we need to realize that that's a bit old of a mentality now, you know, that this event happened almost 30 years ago and there is a lot of opportunity in Newfoundland. You just sometimes have to get creative and take that on yourself and create something.
Tony Kearley, if there's anybody out there and they want to find out more about Moratorium Children, how can they do that?
Please head over to moratoriumchildren.com or you can find us on Facebook at Moratorium Children.
And that is VOCM's Kerry Hodder speaking with Tony Kearley. Moratorium Children, by the way, is booking September dates. So if interested, contact them at info@moratoriumchildren.com. Too many ats. info@moratoriumchildren.com.